Good morning, Taryn. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning, Rufia. We're fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Okay, so the Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, has tried to put forward some changes to the norms and standards for public school infrastructure. Why does this matter so much at this particular time?
Great question. So exactly that. She has tried to put forward some amendments. What's really important is why it's really important, rather, is because of the fact that infrastructure is so critical to education provisioning. The reality is a child can't learn if they don't have electricity. A child can't learn if they don't have water. A child can't learn if they don't have toilets. A child can't learn if they don't have a classroom. The issue that we have, the big problem with these amendments is the fact that the current norms and standards as they exist today have various accountability mechanisms that the minister, the department, the provincial education departments have to comply with. And those are essentially being removed from the norms and standards, which is particularly alarming because it's going to obviously have an effect on a very dangerous effect on how infrastructure provisioning is rolled out to schools from now on.
But Taryn, isn't this a little bit of a lack of accountability? So what she's trying to do, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is she wants to do away with the deadlines regarding pit latrines, basic water, electricity, classrooms, fences, libraries. She's trying to basically buy herself more time, and the deadline was the 31st of July. And isn't that a problem that she's trying to do away with those deadlines?
So the deadline for commenting was the 31st of July. So the commenting on the norms and standards. So the norms and standards have various timelines within them. So the norms and standards were passed in November 2013. And from those regulations, there's what we call a three-year timeline. So deadlines for provisioning of certain things by 2016, deadline for provisioning by 2020, deadline for provisioning by 2023, and then December 2031. And so what she's wholly done is removed every single one of those deadlines. So deadlines past and deadlines to come. And it's exactly what you're saying is it seems as though, you know, what the department is doing is exactly that, buying themselves more time. There will be no deadlines to which we can hold them accountable. There's no deadlines. The deadlines that passed have shown the immediate realizable need in those schools, and those are now passed. So, you know, from going forward, how do we hold the minister accountable to giving schools what they legally require to teach a child?
And out of interest, Taryn, I mean, do we even need to have this discussion? I mean, I should be able to hold a minister accountable for the work that she's supposed to be doing, regardless of whether or not she names a deadline or what, you know. I should be able to just say, look, Angie, you're not doing your job.
Absolutely. And you know, these timelines are important for not only lawyers to be able to enforce the rights of those on the ground, but it's important for the public so that they can look at these timelines and say, right, by this date, my school should have fencing. By this date, my school should have a library.
Yes.
We all know that despite education being an immediately realizable right, you know, obviously there are processes that need to take place. You know, building doesn't happen at the click of a finger. So, you know, these timelines are particularly important for community members and for learners to be able to realize their rights and to stand up for their rights.
I'm quite frustrated because one of the things that the president undertook many years ago was this notion of abolishing pit latrines. You know, this seems to be something that is very prevalent in our schools. And I don't know, who am I supposed to turn to, Taryn? The president?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so out of interest, can you give us a sense of how far along she is on her project? Has there been any improvement?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, over the years, since these regulations were passed in 2013, we could never turn around and say there has been no provisioning, that there's been no improvement. There have been. The problem is it's been massively slow. As of the last reporting that the department released in April last year, there were still 2,130 schools across South Africa that only have pit latrines. Pit latrines are illegal in schools, yet we still have 2,130 schools across the country that have only pit latrines as the form of sanitation in school. There were, as of the same date in April last year from that report, there were 5,836 schools with unreliable water supplies. Those deadlines passed in 2016 for the provisioning of proper sanitation and the provisioning of proper water. And so, yeah, 2016, November 2016, we should have had no schools with unreliable water supply. We should have had no schools with only pit latrines. Yet we have these massive numbers still being prevalent, which just shows how important these timelines are. Because if the department is not going to abide by these timelines, or you know, something needs to be done about it, and they need to be held accountable.
Indeed. Taryn, we hope for some improvement in terms of the results that we get from our national basic education minister. And thank you very much for giving us this insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, Taryn Cooper-Bell.